segment continued. The music industry. The music industry originated in live performances, both formal and informal. Commercial forces began to influence musical tastes, beginning with the sale of Tin Pan Alley sheet music in the 1880s. In the first half of the 20th century, both the diversity of the music people listened to and danced to, as well as the means of access to music, increased. Musical exposure was no longer limited to live performance. Radio played a large role in introducing audiences to new genres and in solidifying regional tastes, while phonographs allowed records to be played at home. In the 1950s, radio stations and their disc jockeys, or DJs, solidified their roles as the music industry's gatekeepers, controlling the tracks played on stations, introducing local audiences to new sounds, and correspondingly instigating record sales. By this time, the music industry had become synonymous with the record industry, and musicians seeking commercial success had to find a manager, purchase equipment, secure a contract with the record label, and locate a producer. Record companies sought out artists who could generate revenue through the sale of records and published music, as well as live appearances. As the century progressed, American audiences developed distinct preferences along generational, geographic, and racial lines, creating multiple separate music markets. While record sales had totaled 5.5 million in 1933, the post-war consumer culture and a proliferation of albums helped raise revenues to 189 million by 1950. The birth of rock and roll music in the mid-1950s heralded an era of further growth for the music industry.